an update, Paul, on the guys that didn't skate. Everybody looks to be okay for tomorrow?
Yeah, they'll all skate in the morning tomorrow. They'll all be available to play.
Obviously, Mark took that shot. There's a little bit of concern. Any update specifically on him?
Oh, he'll be on the... I mean, he finished the game fine, and he'll skate tomorrow. He'll play tomorrow night.
A shorter practice than you've had maybe at times, but is it your 3 and 4 here? So
yeah,
just...
our last two practices were almost identical times. One difference in the drills, but I'm trying to encourage no morning skates, I would prefer, so we try to get everybody out in the ice so we can take the mornings off.
Right. You said the other day with, in terms of Connor, that he wasn't going to play all three. He obviously played last night, so...
I've got Connor in tomorrow. We will always see how it goes, okay. But right, you have your plan and then you adjust accordingly.
Did your cool golf's timeline moved up a little bit, Paul? Would it be an option tomorrow at all?
Possibly an option tomorrow. We'll get him through his day here today, see where he's at. I'm not sure, and I'm putting him in the back-to-back off that injury. But he may be a player for us in one of the next two.
You said yesterday you felt he was playing the best hockey of his career, yeah. And he was playing with Neil. Would he just slide right back into that pairing?
Probably not right away. I liked it. I liked that chemistry. I've liked some of it will be the health of the other defensemen too, but it might take a shift. It might take a period. It might not happen. We just kind of get him out there and get him into a game and see how he's doing, because that's a pretty significant time that he's missed. And if he's feeling right, there was some good chemistry there, I thought.
You have an update on David Gustafson. Obviously, the World Juniors have wrapped up.
Really happy with his World Juniors. Had a minor injury in the last game, nothing significant, so that they're going to let it rest. And then Kevin and his agent will kind of sort out what the next step is.
Games gonna test your team?
Well, we saw it in Toronto, just so dangerous off transition and turnovers. But we'll need to be sharp there. These two games, the style of these two games is going to be completely different. An awful lot of speed and skill tomorrow, and that'll be a fairly heavy game going into Boston. Just style of game, the styles that the two teams play.
How would you evaluate Neil's first half of the season?
Which player, I'm sorry?
Neil.
Just fantastic in all areas. Really, he looks exactly in some ways the way he did on the video that we watched, and then he's a year older, a year stronger. He's playing big minutes. And he's now impacted all parts of our game, done a nice job with that power play, getting it going in some ways with his shot from the top. He's played with a whole lot of different partners, and if Morrissey and Pullman aren't on the ice against the other two best, it's Neil and whoever he's playing with that night. So he's, I would say the hallmark, though, of his game isn't necessarily how well he skates or how well he moves the puck. Those are all good. It's been his consistency. He just has been a very high level consistently all year.
Has he exceeded your expectations when the trade happened?
You know what? I'm going to have to say yes. To be honest, the answer would be, I liked him an awful lot. We saw him as a version of Josh Morrissey in terms of his ability to move the puck, but the quality of play that he's been able to maintain has been impressive.
So Toronto-Boston are such different kind of games. Is that going to then test your ability to stick to your identity in some way?
It always does. You know, and especially when you're young, you think you just go out and play my game. So that's the line all kids say, I just got to go play my game. Well, it doesn't really work like that, because across the NHL, there's, 75% of the game is exactly the same. All the rules that apply, you've got to be strong on the walls. You got to get pucks in, you got to get pucks out. That's the standard interview of every player, in between periods, that part. And then the styles of teams between a team like Carolina to a team like Boston, when you looked at just Vegas and Washington from east to west, St. Louis's game is so much different than Toronto's game in a lot of ways. So there's a variation, and what your game's going to look like then does change. It's not just all about how you play, but you have the things that we're working on that we want to get better at. Clearly, we've played these guys recently, gave up an awful lot of goals, so we can be better there.
Would you say your team's been guilty kind of playing to the other team's style at times
this year? No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think we've been really consistent with our game right till about the middle of December, and I think when you take important people out of your lineup, you don't look the same way. And we got them filtering back in, and last night's game looked a whole lot more than our game did maybe in November.
Paul, I know you're a fan of great plays, great players. Did you see the Connor McDavid goal?
I have not yet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, fellas. Can't comment on it. There's a beauty to being unaware.
Quick thought on the slow building chemistry, if that's what it is, of the Wheeler and Jack.
It is interesting to watch because all three of them are so very, very fast, right? And Blake plays a bit of a bulls game, and these two guys are, I think they're all affecting each other. I mean, Blake's always been a great passer for sure. He's trying to figure out where these young guys are going to be at any one time. Nikolaj Ehlers' game last night would be very close to, I thought, his game for the most of the year. He's made a big jump in his professionalism. He's a hard player now. The shot block alone, right? Those things players learn that are important. And Jack is the young kind of more inconsistent, but at times equally dynamic player. So he comes into the game last night. I thought he was on the puck and he created things, and that was a big jump from his game prior, where he was trying real hard. He was covering an awful lot of ice, but there wasn't a whole lot getting done. So we're still learning what they can be. You know, the goal that they scored last night would be a place that we think they can be really strong. All three of them are hard to peg down in their own end because they skate so well.
So committed to that line here for the push?
Yeah, so what I like is I like Lowry and Kopp together an awful lot because it makes our whole bench run differently, and I think, well, the right wingers I can change. I guess I could change the lefties too. Yeah, leave it for a period anyway.
Just one more on lines, Paul, but safe to say you like the work of your fourth line last night. You were rolling them fairly regularly in the third period in a one goal game.
Yeah, I do. I thought they were really good. I'm going to consider moving guys in and out a little bit on that line and making sure we have fresh legs going into some of these games.